7:50 now at KLIF. North Texas's newest retailer will open up its doors this morning with some assembly required. Scott Sibway live this morning in Grand Prairie with details on the second IKEA location in our area. And Scott, I understand there have been people camping out for days for this.
Yeah, this has been nuts. I've never seen anything like this. You know, we always kind of like poke fun at the people that eat Thanksgiving dinner and then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday go lay down on a piece of concrete just to get a couple $100 off a TV the next day. I mean, that's maybe, what, like 14, 15 hours you're waiting outside for that discount. There have been people at this IKEA in Grand Prairie, which opens this morning at 9 o'clock, in tents, sitting in front of the store since Monday morning at 9 o'clock. That's when the person that's in the front of the line got here. So that's going to be 48
crazy.
It's absolutely
insane. I can't tell you how my wife wants to go to IKEA. It's all I can do to force myself to go along with the idea.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. And there's actually a funny joke. If you watch 30 Rock, they make a joke that IKEA is where couples go to break up. It's a really funny episode. But but it's interesting talking to these people that have been there because, one, they're not working. I mean, there was one guy I talked to who brought a laptop. He said he took the days off, but he's going to do work from his computer because IKEA is actually taking care of these people really well. It's not like a normal Black Friday thing where you get your ticket and it's kind of, you know, every man for himself. What they're doing at IKEA is they've got a PR firm there. They're providing them snacks. There's charging stations.
Swedish meatballs.
Computers. I don't know about the meatballs, but they've got snacks. They brought out cinnamon rolls yesterday for breakfast for people. They've got bathrooms there for people, and not just like blue porta potties. It's one of those kind of quote unquote luxury trailer bathroom type things that you see at some like outdoor weddings. One of those. And they've been doing games, too. They've kind of turned into this big camaraderie thing, and a lot of people have talked about how that's been kind of appealing to them. They've had games where they have to do these meet and greets, and there's a winner that gets a prize. So it's turned into this two-day event, and it's kind of crazy thinking about it because they can't leave, right? They've got.
Why don't they just give them armbands? Why don't they do like they do at concerts and give them armbands and tell them all to come back?
Because they're getting all this free publicity.
I know, but.
Today,
so. Yeah, I think Dave hit the nail on the head because it's publicity. People, they probably know that people that stay in front of IKEA for 2 hours or 2 days, excuse me, is going to draw a lot of attention. And if that's not enough for you guys, so 2 days they've been spending just to get the first 47 people get a free couch. The next 100 get an armchair, and then they're going to be handing out some gift cards here and there. But there are some people I talk to who are going to get that couch or armchair. Then they're going to get right back in line and wait until tomorrow when they can get a mattress. So they're turning this into like a week-long event where they can get a few things from IKEA for free and hang out with some new friends. I mean, I asked one guy, I said, how are you eating? Because they're not providing every meal for these people. And he said, hey, Uber Eats is a blessing. And he was ordering McDonald's on his phone to have it delivered to him.
By the time he's done with not working and paying for all the meals, he might as well just have bought the couch. It would be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, especially when you consider Uber Eats and you've got to spend, what, like $7 just to have them deliver it. So a quarter pounder might cost you $11, whereas a drive-thru would cost $4.
But and I still got to put the couch together.
Like, yeah, you're right, yeah. And that's another conversation within itself. And that's not an easy process if you've ever put something together from IKEA.
All right, well, you know, it's one of those events.
I know, it's one of those things and, that I don't understand, but
don't
okay.
All right, thank you, Scott. KLIF Scott Sidway.
Let's go to the IKEA in Frisco. It's open already.
but they're not giving anything away.
Well, you can get, can't they give away like 99 cent meatballs or something?
You can't be on TV by camping out in front.
Yeah, who cares? Know?
Well, people do. It's 7:55.
I've never camped out. Oh, maybe I have camped out just for the Thanksgiving Day parade, but that was just for a couple of hours to get good seats in New York City. Other than that, I've never done
it. Did you ever go to the Rose Parade?
No, and we always regretted that we didn't.
Same here. We regretted not going to that, too. And we were there for 12 years and never went. But.